It's time for a Wiser Wednesday, our weekly check-in with Nanette Wiser, the executive editor of Paradise News Magazine and ParadiseFL.com.
Well, happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving. So grateful for Radio St. Pete and all your listeners, Joe. We at Paradise News, and you can see us at ParadiseNewsFL.com. We love to celebrate the holidays in style, and the way that we start off doing it is by giving back. So we know next week is Giving Tuesday, and we encourage everybody to give to their favorite charity, whether it's Radio St. Pete or the theaters, or most importantly this week, to make donations to the food banks, to Metropolitan Ministries, to the Kind Mouths, because there are many families that will go without, that are in food deserts this year, and who need either food or toys for under the Christmas tree. And so we encourage everyone to give thanks by doing what Paradise News does, which is giving back. So let's get right into where the fun is in town. Listen, I was over at Patty's. Do you know that there are actually five Patty's? There's one in Treasure Island, Johns Pass, Madeira Beach, Indian Shores, and Bradenton, and they are whooping it up for the holidays. I know you're going to be giving four gift certificates away next Tuesday, but take your friends and family now. There's a breakfast with Santa at Caddy's TI on December 16th, and pictures with Santa the same day, December 16th, at all the locations. My favorite thing that Caddy's is doing is the Disney Princess and Pancakes breakfast. They've been doing this for a few months, but I just discovered it with my grandkids. And on December 30th, Frozen's Elsa and Anna are going to be there. You got to make reservations because it sells out early. Listen, if you haven't booked your holiday party yet, you really got to get it going. So listen, it's always Friendsgiving. We're spending Friendsgiving at Elizabeth's Wine Bar on Corey Avenue, where Fiona, who is also a Radio St. Pete contributor, will be singing with the crowd. And we encourage you all to come down. The most exciting thing that's going on right now on the Pinellas side is Enchant. It is themed reindeer games this year at Tropicana Field, St. Pete. It is a maze of absolute larger-than-life lights, music, and interaction with all kinds of creatures. Also coming up right away is the boat parade. Indian Rocks is December 3rd, and that's exciting. Seminole has a waterless boat parade on December 9th, a holiday celebration, ha, 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 and that starts at 6:30. Then there's, of course, the Pinellas Park Christmas parade, December 9th, and the Santa brunch at the Birchwood on December 10th. And those of you who have not been to Florida Botanical Gardens, the new Michoud Discovery Center is opening, and holiday light starts the day after Thanksgiving.
Boat parades are really a unique part of how Florida really overcompensates for the lack of snow, in my estimation. Boat parades are great.
Absolutely. And if you need snow, you can always go to Tampa because Curtis Hickson Park has been transformed into a winter wonderland. You know, also right around the corner is Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. So the annual Learning Hanukkah Bazaar at Congregation Beth Shalom is December 3rd. There is a Hanukkah Laka dinner on December 8th at Congregation B'nai Israel. And Hanukkah on Ice, December 10th at the Countryside Mall. My favorite quinky ding thing is the Car Menorah Parade. And it leaves from Chabad of Pinellas Park on December 12th. And it really is a lot of fun. One of my favorite Kwanzaa celebrations is at the Enoch Davis Center in downtown St. Pete. And the first night of Kwanzaa, Umoja is Unity, and that's December 26th as well. So there is a lot going on in the holiday world. You know, arts and culture going crazy. Winter break bonanza for kids. I mean, there's all kinds of camps downtown. The kids are out of school. Take a look at the Morian Arts Center and other places. And then I want to give a shout out to something that's coming up that you need to get your tickets for now. Plant City Streets, the 2024 Florida Strawberry Festival, returns on February 29th through March 10th. You will not believe the lineup. Beach Boys, ZZ Top, Flo Rida, Jody Messina, Kirk Franklin. There'll be strawberries, but really I go for the music and I stay for the shortcake. So listen, everybody, if you are still looking for things to do with your out-of-town guests, please consult Buddy Baker's Events and Arts and Leisure Online, Karen Schwartz's Art News Online, and, of course, my writing, Nanette Weiser. We are always looking for new story ideas. And remember, be good to each other and be good to yourself. Happy holidays, everybody, from ParadiseNewsFL.com.
Our thanks to Nanette Weiser, executive editor of Paradise News and ParadiseNewsFL.com.